In 1961, the Friendship Nine, a group of young African-American men, sat at the counter of McCrory's Five and Dime in Rock Hill, South Carolina. The counter was whites only, and the group was quickly arrested. But instead of paying their $100 fine, they served 30 days in jail. They weren't the first to peacefully protest and sit in on a white-only section, but they were credited with the creation of the jail-not-bail strategy. Tonight, remaining members of the Friendship Nine will speak at Emmett Scott Center, sharing memories and thoughts on civil rights today. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
David Williamson Jr. will tell you what it's like to be known as one of the Friendship Nine, but you'll have to ask. He says his own daughter didn't realize his place in civil rights history until she was in college and came across a newspaper article.
She called me and was mad at me because I hadn't told her about it. I said, well, if I'd have told you about it, it'd be like I was bragging on myself about something I did. But that's part of history. I said, now you know it is. Back then, I was a jailbird.
The group spent the night in jail, and their hearing was the next day. The judge found them guilty, and instead of paying their bail, they chose to spend 30 days doing hard labor and adjusting to life behind bars. Williamson is in his 70s and admits his memory isn't quite what it used to be. But he does have some very vivid memories from that time, like surviving on very little food during parts of his jail sentence.
Your stomach growled, and you could feel it hitting your backbone. Boom, boom, when it growled.
He recalls a guard slipping them a Baby Ruth chocolate bar. They were bigger back then, he says, and they cut it into 9 small pieces. These personal insights will be part of tonight's conversation, along with thoughts on current civil rights efforts. It's been a little over a year since their convictions were overturned. The event starts at 6 p.m. at Emmett Scott Center and will be moderated by Winthrop political science professor Adolphus Belk, Jr. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.